Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Numbers 6 on Through the Word, and it's time for some wholehearted devotion. Chapter 6 is unique in Scripture. It's called the Vow of the Nazarite, and in it, God gives special directions for a vow unlike any other. A vow of separation to the Lord. Have you ever felt like you just wanted to do something to get closer to God? You get tired of routine religion and half-hearted devotion, and you just want to stir up a fire to love God with everything you are and everything you do. But amidst all the busy of life, that's easy to say and hard to do. I love that God tucks this chapter away in one of the driest parts of the Bible, because that is exactly when we need some extra fire for God. So what do you do? Well, the Nazarite vow was for Israelites, but it can still teach us a whole lot about wholehearted devotion. Let's dig in verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, if a man or woman wants to make a special vow, a vow of dedication to the Lord as a Nazarite." Now don't confuse Nazarite with Nazareth. Nazareth is the town where Jesus grew up. The Nazarite was anyone who took this vow. The Hebrew word zar means to separate, and the vow was a vow of separation, separating yourself from all those little things that have a way of separating us from God. Any Israelite man or woman could choose to take a special time to be dedicated wholly to God. The time period was usually set for a month or two, but it could vary. Just a few men in the Bible made a lifetime dedication. Samson was a Nazarite from birth, though not entirely faithful to it, and perhaps John the Baptist and Samuel as well. The specific directions are not for us, but there is a powerful example of what full commitment looks like. The first provision begins in verse 3. They must abstain from wine and other fermented drink, and must not drink vinegar made from wine or other fermented drink. They must not drink grape juice or eat grapes or raisins. As long as they remain under the Nazarite vow, they must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, not even the seeds or skins. So the first rule was no alcohol. None, zip, and zilch. And here I realize that I am treading on hotly debated territory. Can a Christian drink alcohol? On this topic, I am so glad that the Bible is well balanced, and I encourage you to be balanced as well. The Nazarite is a special case. The Bible does not put a ban on alcohol, and the Bible does not give a green light to drink all you want either. A wise man avoids extremes. Proverbs warns of the dangers of excess. Alcohol ruins lives and families every day. But Psalms uses wine as a picture of joy many times. And a legalistic, judgmental attitude will leave you joyless. So find balance for yourself, and don't let your rules stumble your neighbor. Dedication to pleasure is destructive, but dedication to rules is joyless. Be dedicated to God. Let that guide you. Ephesians 5 has great advice. Find out what pleases God. And don't get drunk on wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Hey, drunkenness is the world's cheap imitation of the love, joy, and peace that come from the Holy Spirit filling you. So don't fall for the fake. Church leaders and political leaders especially are told to limit drinking carefully. And back here in Numbers 6, the Nazarite vow called for a full and thorough ban on alcohol during the time of the vow. No wine, no wine vinegar, in fact, no grape juice, no grapes, not even raisins or grape seeds. Don't even think about that drink. So why was it so strict? Because the Nazarite vow was a personal decision to separate from the world and dedicate to God for a season. But why no raisins? Why no grape seeds? I think God understands human nature. He knows that when it comes to rules, we tend to blur the lines and push for just a little bit more. For a time dedicated wholly to God, don't blur the lines. Don't hold anything back. And don't ask how much you can get away with. One thing God never asks for is half-hearted devotion. If you want to dedicate, dedicate the whole heart. Now, if you want a fuller answer on how much a Christian should drink, do a word study. Search the Bible for verses with wine, beer, or drink in it, and pray. Find out what pleases God in your life. For now, let's focus on the Nazarite. Verse 5. During the entire period of their Nazarite vow, no razor may be used on their head. They must be holy until the period of their dedication to the Lord is over. They must let their hair grow long. So the second rule given to a Nazirite was simple. No haircuts. Shave on day one and no trims till done. Every bit of the hair was grown out of the vow, and the hair represented the dedication. This hair and this time in my life are holy for you, God. The hair would set the Nazirite apart, make him look a little different, a sign of dedication. And this sheds a little light on the story of Samson, who was a Nazirite for life. His hair was a sign of his dedication to God. Perhaps the cutting of his hair was a picture of the dedication already lost in his heart. As Christians, we're called to be different. Not to be weird, but not trying to fit in either. Now, those differences shouldn't make you judge others, but they should mark you as one different, one dedicated to God. And then the third mark of a Nazirite, separation from dead things. Verse 6, throughout the period of their dedication to the Lord, the Nazirite must not go near a dead body. In Leviticus, God gave the Israelites practical rules for dead bodies. Anyone who touched a dead body to move it or bury it was considered unclean for a time. It's a good rule. For the Nazirite vow, no touching any dead body, even if a family member died. For you and I, it is essential to recognize the difference between the things that lead to life and the things that lead to death. The dead things of this world, materialism, drugs, greed, evil lusts, the things of this world are perishing. If you desire to be fully dedicated and set apart for God, don't touch the dead stuff, even if it's right in your family. In verse 9, God gives the rules for a Nazirite if someone dies suddenly in his presence. You know, what if I can't help it? Sure, the odds are low, but what if? And what if I have to fight off a zombie apocalypse? Again, the odds are low, but what if? Don't worry, God has a plan. Not for the zombies, those aren't real. But for sudden death, he's got a plan. The rules here are good for us too. We can try to avoid all the worldly dead stuff, but sometimes it just lands on you. Billboard, website, foul mouth, passerby, we all live in the same world. For the Nazirite, he was to first make sacrifices to cleanse himself from sin. That's right, it is considered sin, even though he didn't do anything on purpose. Yet the offering would take the guilt, and he would start his vow over from the beginning. For you and me, we take it to the cross, even accidental sin. But don't give up on your vow. Bring it to God and start over again. Read Numbers 6 today and consider how you might dedicate some time to God. The rest of the chapter has the closing ceremonies for the Nazirite. Several offerings were made to tell God this was all for you. Even the hair grown was given to God. Everything my life made in this time was for you, God, including the hair. And then it was perfectly okay to go back to daily life and dedication, with no one judging him for a glass of wine. The chapter closes with a beautiful blessing, given for the priests to pronounce over God's people. It's a worthy memory verse, and one that I would like to pronounce over you, my dear friends and listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.